for us to the Blogosphere Award. You can go on to our Instagram. It's the first link on our link tree. Please, please give us a vote. We would love to win. You don't have to vote in every single category if you're not sure. But yeah, we would love that. Thank you so much.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic.
And Jasmine.
And we're back again with another episode about your favourite TV show, Love Island, where we break down everything that's been happening over the past week. So yeah, we're literally recording it now at Wednesday, 10:14. And yeah, we're here to break it down. This was a good episode. It's been dry quite recently, but today was a good episode.
Oh my gosh, I loved it. Do you know the
way it was because of the end?
Yes. Do you know the way I screamed?
Don't shame the devil.
I said, Kazana.
Is that even her name?
Well, that's what Toby calls her. And I'm like, I love her name.
Oh my God.
So I'm assuming that's her full name.
You really gave her like, Kazana, I'm dead. Okay, so I'm sure you all saw that Tyler scooped up Kaz's yash.
Scooped it.
Like ice cream. And I was just thinking in my head, wow, he's given us what Matt Hancock did not.
I've finished. Do you know the way I can't wait? Do you know, like, the way I shot up from my bed? Because I was even laying down. I said, Kazana, really? Okay.
No, but we knew that she had that in her. We knew that we knew that our girl was about it. But nobody was giving it to her, you know? Not like she deserves.
Honestly, I'm so happy. Because you know how you wrote that tweet? Basically, when we got the press pack and we read Tyler's intro thing, he was like, oh, I love the energy about Kaz or whatever. And you wrote that tweet saying, again, someone else saying that they love the energy that Kaz brings. So when he came in, I was like, oh my gosh, is he playing a game like Danny, like Teddy? Blah, 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 blah. So the fact that he came in, he said, she's pretty. I was like,
What did he say? Let's find it bar for bar. I think he said, she's good looking, but in person, she's even prettier. Or better.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. And I was like, is the bar this low?
I know. Do you know how mad it is that we're saying this? But
is the bar this low?
I'm so sorry. I'm so happy that we heard it.
We heard it. You have to hear it. Like, you have thank to. You can't imagine
thank you,
it.
Thank you, Tyler.
Also, I still don't want us to put him on such a pedestal because he's given us the basics of the base. You know, this is the basics of the base. Because white girls would have... And even... Because even when you compare it to Love Island USA, the way the colorism is different...
Yeah, I was like, when you're dark skin, like how is the colorism in
it's playing a part.
It's playing its part.
It's playing its part. And featureism, everything is playing its part. And it's even got to the stage where there's a girl called Cash, there's a girl called Trina. The treatment is different. And where colorism is so mad is they're not that far apart in complexion, really.
But the
treatment is so different. It's so different. And like Trina's gets called pretty, guys stand up for her, all that kind of stuff. Cash is like energy, everyday energy.
Oh my gosh. What is it with dark skinned women and energy?
But you keep picking them. You don't think they're attractive, but you because we're not hearing you say you're the reason why I'm saying that I don't think you think that she's attractive because you ain't said it. So therefore you don't think she is because you ain't said it.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I think sometimes it can be as simple as that.
Mm-hmm,
like, I think
mm-hmm.
a lot of people want to beat around the bush, like, oh, how do you know that they don't find them attractive?
Because that's how I felt when I was younger. If no one's saying it to me, why would I even believe it in my head?
Exactly.
You know, people go to you, people go, oh, but someone might have a crush and you're not saying. But they're saying it for everybody. Let's not play dumb here. I'm a smart girl. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know what it is. I know how colorism plays a part.
No, absolutely. And it's I think people would be a goddamn liar to pretend as though colorism exists in wider society, but all of a sudden it doesn't exist in Love Island. Like, come on.
But yeah, in America, it's just... And as I said before, it's putting me off watching these shows. It's too triggering. It just reminds me of growing up. Like, I'm like, this girl... oh, Jazz, when I tell you... Shout out to Kay from DBTH podcast, Don't Believe the Hype podcast, because she was saying exactly what I was saying about Love Island America, that the other black woman, Trina, is jealous of Kaz. Because she can't fathom how a dark-skinned woman who has more African quote-unquote futures is getting more man than her. And I know it may seem in my head like, but I really, you know, you just get it from some girls. You just get that vibe. And just I could be wrong, but I feel it. Like, she's kind of like, I'm the better black woman. Like, I could be wrong, but I feel it in my soul and in my toes. Mm. And also, I also think the other girls were like bugging because the guys were gravitating to her because of the quote-unquote energy, but it was for some strange reason bothering the other girls. Like, oh, why is he kissing her?
Oh, really?
But why was it not bothering you when, yes, Jazz? Because they can't fathom how a dark skinned girl can get guys.
That's mad, you know. That is really.
Do you know
mad.
I've actually had that before in uni when a guy was, I don't even know if he was serious. I just think, you know, men just like to fuck. He was moving to me at a uni bar, and one white girl said to me, oh my God, like. It was a white guy, actually. I don't think he was even... I don't even know what he was saying. I can't remember. And then she was like to me, oh, I didn't even know white guys like black girls.
What?
And I was like, firstly, you really put black girls on the bottom of your shoe. And secondly, you really put white guys as this kind of, like, Superman. Like, when she said that, I was like, huh? Like,
yeah, like, what the hell? What the hell does that even mean? What?
Because they don't see us as beautiful, and they see white men as like kind of a standard. Like
like the height of basically the prize. So like, how can the prize like black girls? That's mad. Wow. Mm-hmm, but you know what? Mm-hmm. For me, it's also the temerity to say it out loud.
Like, oh, you know, some people don't care.
What the absolute fuck did she expect you to say to that? Like, honestly, the way I'm stunned, wow.
Is that what? Where do we actually go from here? Where do we go from here? Okay, bringing it back to UK Love Island. Yeah. Sorry, lads. Let's still focus on the double cheat up on a Thursday afternoon. Let's focus on the bum, please. Cause bum. When Tyler came in, so the new guy, Tyler, 26, from Croydon.
Estate agent. Beautiful man. 6'5". Stunning.
Firstly, why are tall men so shameless?
The way Liam and him were comparing their dicks, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, is it
not
really
their
that
dicks?
Deep? No, but how can they stand up like their kids to compare heights?
Do you know what?
Are they sick?
And he even said, take off your McQueen's, because he's like, you know, that's giving you boost. I think he even said that's platforms. Do you know what's so mad though? Why was the first thing we heard from your mouth? The first thing you said was about your height.
Yeah.
Tall men are so shameless. I can't believe it.
Because they've caught on. I'm sorry, you girls, you've been giving the men too much. A lot of guys...
What do you mean, you girls? Don't isolate yourself.
You're included. It's you.
I'm not included as well, mate.
It's you, in fact, of your short man slander. It's you.
No. I ain't got nothing against short men. No. And you'd have to be sick something. No. I'm not involved. No, I actually have a movement that people should respect themselves when it comes to height, because you get people who are like 5'2" be like, I need my man to be 6'5". Where are you going,
Vic? You know what? Yeah,
you can handle a 5'8". You can. Listen. You can handle a 5'8". Me, I there's no why.
Vic.
I'm not going out of a 5'6" again.
Vic. You know what? I'm going to let you let this run. I'm going to let you run this. But I know for a fact you're not dealing with anyone under 5'10". I know for a fact.
My boyfriend is literally 5'11".
My point.
No, but my thing is, I don't think, I'm being so serious. If I wasn't with my boyfriend, I think I would go out with someone who's like 5'9". It's just because I'm 5'6", whatever I am. I just don't understand. But the thing is, my thing, Jasmine, on the rules, I'm not going out there being like, he has to be 5'6".
Yeah.
Where am I going?
Yeah, the thing is.
And I'll say again, some of you 5'2", 5 foot. My man needs to be 6'6".
Yeah, it's rude.
So what about the girls who are tall? What do the tall girls do now?
They don't care. But this is the thing, because men now, because they think, oh yeah, because I'm tall, they think that's it. They're like, yeah, that's my logo, that's my brand. So I'm gonna, that's what I'm gonna put forward. Like, yeah, I'm tall, so is that it? Like, what else? I don't care. Like, honestly, I do not care about height. I don't. I'm sorry to say. Tyler looks good though.
No, he does. He looks good. And I feel like his Instagram pictures even did him justice as well.
Really?
Because the Love Island, as we said, the Love Island preview pictures are absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, they're never good. Never, ever. I've never seen a good one.
That's like when I saw Leanne's one, I was like, what? Because obviously I know what Leanne looks like. Yeah. She's a very stunning girl. So when I saw her pictures, I was like, there's no way.
Even she said there's no way.
I was like, there's. Do you know how rude this is? Like, this is such a pretty girl that, like, heads turn when we walk on the street, and you've done this.
Yeah.
And that's why people at home have the confidence to slander people on Love Island.
Yeah, it's
because
true.
they feel like they look like them. Do you know what I mean? But little do they know, people. Let me not be rude.
Right. Let's talk about. Firstly, let's reveal the Teddy T, because.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah,
because Teddy was in the bottom three with the other lads yesterday. I do think, based on his actions that we've seen on the screen, I think it was very unfair. Mm-hmm. But I just genuinely feel like people forgot he was there in the villa because he was very quiet.
Yeah.
He was very, very quiet.
TV time was very limited. Yeah,
TV time was limited. So I just think he doesn't have the Teddy fan club yet. I think if he was in a couple with Faye, like if we were voting for a couple, he would have been fine. It's just the fact that he was separated. If you know what I mean, we had to vote for the boys individually. It was a pointless vote, may I just add, because they ended up letting the housemates choose anyway. So it was like, of course they're going to get rid of the newbies.
Do you know why they did that?
So Danny could come out.
This is my...
So Danny could come out.
Perfectly. Yeah. You know how you had your conspiracy? That was mine. It was perfectly done because ITV did not want to get Danny out themselves because that would be admitting that they left a racist inside there. So they needed to strategize in a way that would...
get him out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that was the most perfect way to do it.
Yep. I have several theorems about this year's Love Island. I think something will go on. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, sorry, before we get onto your theorems, let me reveal the tea. So as you guys know, Teddy is from the northwest of England. And a listener of this podcast, who is also from the northwest of England, messaged us to tell us. Of course this person is anonymous. Mm-hmm. But they have allowed us to share this tea. They said, a very random but messaging because I briefly dated Teddy, who's going on Love Island, and I wanted to share some tea. So let me spill. So briefly, I dated Teddy last year, but obviously he could have changed, but word on the street is that that's not the case. So let me go on. Basically, I see people rooting for him and Kaz, but he's defo in there for his boohoo deal, 100%. In fact, she says 100,000% boohoo deal. He described me on our date as white, blonde, blue eyes and just kept bringing it up that that was his type. I was getting bad vibes. So I questioned this and he starts to talk about how I will slot into his family, saying his brother only dates white girls. He showed me photos and they're basically how you would describe me. She said I just wanted to finish my mojito and get out of there. Then she goes on to say, he tells me that he's applied for Love Island multiple times before and how he wants to build a brand with his brother.
Oh my gosh.
After that, we never spoke again. But since that, he's been doing the same with many girls in the Northwest area. So, yes. But I thought I should let you know because I don't want Kaz to get hurt and, you know, obviously people are pushing it.
Yeah.
Pushing Kaz to go towards him, and you know he's pretty much there for his brand deals.
Yeah,
I don't mind that he's there for his brand deals because what else are these people there for? Yeah. However, I wish that he had the chest to just be like, I just like blondes and blue eyes.
Yes, and I think that
don't come on a fake thing.
I think a lot of people think that we just want black people to be with black people by force. If you're not attracted to the black people. I think it's a very, very massive red flag. But equally,
don't
pretend.
Don't use us.
Yeah, don't use us. Don't, like what Danny did, using Sharon and Kaz. He was not interested in Kaz.
We'll get onto that. We'll get onto it.
But don't.
But this
don't lie. Why would you? Why? Then again, I don't even know who picked the date. Who picked the date for Teddy again? Was it us, the public?
No, I think he did, you know.
Yeah, I don't remember who.
Because he could have picked a few girls, okay. And he picked a lot of girls. He picked Cash, Sharon, and Faye. Yeah,
but he was after Faye the whole time, and it's like, why didn't you just come in with Chest? And he was trying to be all coy. Oh, I don't know, I don't know. You knew you were gonna pick Faye, like exactly. Shut up.
You know you don't. And what I just find so strange is, so the girl who messaged us the tea obviously has like self worth and knows herself. Like, she's not going to stay there. And do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, some girls, I really believe a guy, especially a black guy, can say to her, blonde hair, blue eyes, and that's enough for them. But this girl has obviously said, I deserve better than this. You can't come and fetishize me.
Yeah.
And that is it. And shout out to you. And I also feel like so many white girls need to understand that you are just literally just, you're not, he's not interested in you. He's interested in your colour. And that's so bizarre.
Yeah. It's weird.
And the fact that he's been doing it to other girls, it's like he's trying to find that one particular... Nah, it's really strange. Yeah, it's really, really bizarre.
It's very
and there's
weird.
So many guys that do that. Mm. Scary.
Yeah. Yeah, it is weird. So, yeah, that's why with Teddy, it's like... I don't think he's stepped a foot wrong in the villa. But equally, he's... Because we know the tea, I'm just a bit like... it makes me look at you sideways, only because it's like you came in clearly with a game plan. And again, I understand that people are there for their brand deals and this, that and the other. And this is another thing I want to get onto. Really, the question that I even want this to be the title of the episode. Should Love Island be cancelled? And the reason I'm going to mention that is because of what Brad did when he left the villa. But we'll come on to that.
Okay, let's get on to that. Let's get on. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about...
Wait, we rounded up the
Teddy. Do you want to talk about Danny? Do you want to talk about Danny first or Brad?
I wanted to add something to the Teddy tea. Yeah. So, because of hearing the tea that we were given, now I'm worried for Faye. Because I don't want it to just be like a blonde hair, blue eyes person to, you know...
Yeah.
To get him off. Because Faye, I like Faye.
Yeah, I like Faye
And
well.
I don't want it to be like... He's just, do you know what I mean? Like, ever since I heard that tea, he's been making me look at him sideways. And it's also making me look at just men in general. Like, how can that be your thing? Like I'm so sorry. It does, like you said before, like, how can a black man be like, oh, yeah, blonde hair, blue eyes? Huh?
Yeah.
Nah, like, it's, okay. Let's get on to Brad.
Okay.
I messaged Jazz yesterday with a clip that we'll talk about in a minute. I said, we're going to deal with you tomorrow on this episode. We're gonna deal with you.
Yeah, we have to deal with Brad. So, Brad, lovely, attractive Brad.
I don't think he's attractive no more. So carry on.
So
that fake tan is too much.
So this guy, we all know the story of Brad, and then he's come out of the villa. He's having an interview with Will from Capital Extra. Mm-hmm. So he's being interviewed, and Will asked him. So what was the question Will asked him? Did he?
Let me play it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bar for bar,
because I want to get bar for bar as well, yeah.
And you could have left even earlier, actually. You were saved, weren't you?
Oh, well, Rachel.
At that point, Brad, did you feel like Rachel was the one for you? Well, that's telling, that response.
Nah, but...
Really?
I was...
So you knew you didn't like her then?
Nah, she's... Honestly, Rachel's a nice lass, and she actually surprised...
Right, you will never win in this life. You will never, I'm telling you, you will never win. Yeah. You'll never make it.
Yeah. And when I saw that clip, yeah, that was exactly the point where I was like, you know what, Love Island needs to be cancelled. And
that's why Rachel cried.
Yeah, because...
That's why Rachel cried.
My issue is that Love Island, you know, Love Island has become so much about the business side of things, the brand deals, the this, the that. And it's like at the detriment of the people that go on there, because I'm sorry, but if I was Rachel, I would be devastated. The man is chuckling. And it's like all he had to say was, you know what, like, I thought there was something, but obviously I met Lucinda and blah blah blah. If that's what you wanted to say, fine, but where's the respect? Where's your integrity? Even you're basically just saying I used her.
Yeah, also when you was lying before, why can't you continue lying?
Yeah, exactly.
And do you know what I mean? Like, why can't you continue lying and be like, yeah, I thought she was attractive. Exactly. Or, do you know what? I don't even know if they should lie like that. I just go, like literally what you said, like,
yeah.
Do you know what? I thought she was, you know, thought there was something there. But when Lucinda came in.
Yeah, exactly. There's,
but there was no respect. The laugh. It was the laugh. It was the laugh.
There's a respectful way to deal with things. And that is my beef as well. It's like, I just feel like a lot of people are just playing an act in there. And it's like, it's at the detriment of real people with real feelings. Yeah. And it's like, yeah. And it's like, that all, like, it doesn't matter. And it's the same with, so this was the theory I was going to say before. Like, I feel like equally, the reason why Danny was kept in there is because you see how, like, I think someone tweeted that apparently of all the Love Islanders this year, can't speak, this year, only three of them actually applied. The rest of them were scouted off Instagram.
No way.
So I feel like a lot of them, they've been scouted. They get their agent, they get their management. Mm-hmm. They know that they're going into Love Island. So all of these business deals and these agreements and this, that and the other are agreed before they even enter the villa. So all of this is all happened before they enter the villa. Mm-hmm. So once they enter now, so the same with Danny, once all of his shit came out, they must have thought, crap, we can't get him. Mm-hmm. He can't get kicked out. So what can we do? He has to. He can apologize from inside the villa, because there's no way that that makes sense. How does it make sense for someone to say the N-word? So you kicked someone out because they did hunting. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to the animals, but fuck the animals. Sorry, but you kicked someone out for hunting. Yeah,
I didn't even know they kicked him out for that. What is this?
He was one of the rich people. Sorry,
one of the rich people. The posh guy,
innit? In one of the previous scenes. Yeah. So he got kicked out for doing hunting. Sorry, I said fuck the animals. I care about the animals, but still, he got kicked out for hunting. But
the thing is, I get what you mean, because it's more like, cool, if the line is okay, but we're not, you know, animal rights. Cool.
Yeah.
But also black rights, yeah, too. Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Keep it consistent.
How can we have...
How are you putting animals in front of black people?
How can we have less rights than animals? Like, it's very, very sick and insulting.
Because that's what you're saying. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
And then Sheriff gets kicked out for saying...
Why do you call him Sheriff? It's Sheriff! No, Sheriff.
Okay.
He's not the new sheriff in town.
Okay, Sheriff, he got kicked out. Yeah, so he got kicked out for kicking someone in the pussy by accident. So it's like,
what the also, what the hell, what were you doing?
Yeah, so apparently they were play fighting and that happened, and he said sorry to anyone with sensitive ears, but he said cunt punt when he did it. So
yeah that was stupid.
It's stupid. But do you think out of him and Danny, who should leave the villa?
Danny should be going, but also Sheriff, what? yes, be going, because what the fuck, like, what are you gonna do next? I don't understand that one. But Danny, be going as well, be gone. Do you know what I mean? Like, they didn't want to get rid of that racist, and it really bothered me. It didn't even allow me to enjoy the show for the last few episodes, because I just kept tweeting there's a racist in this house.
Really and truly. And it even bothered me, like, do the housemates even know, like, and he's there being hugged up by Kaz, or, you know, Aaron spudding him. And I'm just like, do they even know, like, wagwan?
This is a racist.
And I just feel like, what about their safety even from a safety perspective? Like,
their safety. Oh, thank you, Jazz. It's not safe.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel safe with someone that is a racist. I'm sorry to say it. So I don't get how he was allowed to stay in that house. I really don't get it.
Because they don't care about us. They literally don't.
Yeah.
They literally don't care.
And I'll be honest, I was really disappointed, because obviously Love Island is a show that I really, really love and enjoy. Every single year when it comes on, I love it. I'm there. And I just feel like it was a really, really, really poor decision from them.
Yeah. Very, very bad.
Very,
step.
Very, very, very disappointing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wouldn't even blame people for saying, like, I'm never watching it again, or I'm going over to Love Island USA. Like, I don't blame people, because I think when you start, you know, saying basically you're saying black lives don't matter. That's all I'm seeing. And any brand that decides they want to collab with Danny, honestly, keep your eye out. Honestly,
watch.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be in your DMs. I'm gonna be writing you emails. Don't worry.
Yeah, do not worry. Man better not make a dime.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry to say.
No. Ofcom complaints. Thank you guys for making complaints.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I said on the episode, not our Love Island episode, but our last episode, we have to complain. If we don't complain and we just sit on Twitter and get angry, they're not going to hear us. We have to use our voice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we do.
So Ofcom complaints, they had 1,000 complaints about Danny actually being in a villa, following his racist remarks on Instagram. Then they had 426 complaints following the use of N-word in Paris as a soundtrack following Daniel Danny's appearance on the show, which great, because I'm so happy that 400 people, over 400 people felt the same as I did, because I felt like, why are you using that song?
Do you know the way my jaw dropped? I said, no way. And then they even did like a slow-mo of Danny while the song was playing. Don't. I said, I
didn't see that.
I said, Love Island, you know what, yeah? Whoever edited this, you're going to hell. I'm so sorry to say, you're going to hell. You thought it was funny.
I just don't know. Fucking prick. I just don't know.
Fucking prick.
I just don't know.
Honestly.
I just don't understand. I really don't understand how they can get things wrong like this. Like, how?
But this is what makes me believe, like, God, I don't think someone can be this dumb. I genuinely think it's intentional. Like, I don't mean to be rude, but Niggas in Paris is now, what, approaching 10 years old? Like, so why is it playing in Love Island? Can someone explain?
Also, Love Island, love those songs where it's like, finally it's happened to me on the front of my face, right, and I just can't deny it. They love to get
the dance songs.
I bring you flowers in the morning gray. They love to get the garage songs. And the Looney remix Garrick songs.
Like, I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a gutter king, you know, left from me. Yeah. They love a garagey or housey remix of a song. So why the hell was Niggas in Paris playing? Like, you can't tell me that was not intentional. You can't convince me otherwise. I'm so sorry to say.
Does not feel right at all.
No.
So, what else is happening in Love Island? So there's three new bombshells. Of course, we've got Tyler. We've also got Abigail. And I think her name is called Georgia. Mm-hmm. Georgia's interested in Hugo. And Abigail is interested in all the black boys.
Literally.
I don't know why you're laughing. Jeez.
Because when she said it, you know when she's saying the names, I'm like, okay, they're all black. I'm like,
I said, please say a white guy, yeah, please, for your own sake.
No. Do you know what killed me? When she said, I like Chris Brown. One, that is a red flag in itself. But two, the fact that Hugo said, Toby looks like Chris Brown. I said, sir.
Okay, hear me out.
I said, sir.
Hear me out.
No.
Hear me out.
Don't you dare.
Yesterday's
don't you dare.
Episode.
Don't you dare.
I thought when Hugo, what's his name? When Toby was moving mad, I did see some Chris Brown in him.
Don't lie.
But I don't know if it's because he was moving mad. And you know, I saw it.
You know what?
So now everybody's calling Hugo a racist. I'm like, I don't know.
I don't agree.
No,
because I was literally about to say, Hugo, you're on your last warning. I was literally going to say that. But
I agree with him.
Now I can't say it. Now I can't say it because you said you saw it. What?
I agree with him.
I can't see it.
No, because I agreed with him before Hugo even said anything. I was even going to tweet yesterday.
Finished.
Yeah, I saw it. But I know everybody's thinking, you just thought light skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Light skin brother.
Mixed race guy. Chris Brown.
Is Chris Brown mixed race?
Yeah, I think he's... Well, I don't know what his dad is, but I know his mum's mixed race.
Oh, okay. Abigail, I do want her to mix up the couples. I want her to mix everything up with Toby. Toby's giving off weird vibes, like he doesn't know how to be in a relationship. I'm starting to think that it's because of his age. He was born in 1999.
Ooh, wow. You know what? I think we have to remember that, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but Liam and Toby are the same age. And one, I can't believe it. But two, I know that obviously Liam probably has more experience, but I feel like there's some things you should just know.
I know, but Jazz, you know, man.
The thing is, I agree, because we were literally talking about emotional intelligence like a couple episodes ago, but I feel like...
Yeah, but we even know some men that are approaching...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, I don't necessarily think it's just an age thing. If anything, it's like, maybe it plays a part, but I do feel like, for example, I just feel like he has no... I don't even want to say compassion because that sounds a bit malicious.
He doesn't, though. That's the thing.
He doesn't see beyond his own feelings,
yeah,
I feel.
Needs. Yeah. And needs and wants. Like, when he sees a new girl, okay, I want her. I need to jump. There's no, oh, I need to reassure Chloe.
Yeah.
There's none of that. It's just, I need to go.
Yeah. And, or there's no, like, oh, maybe it would hurt her feelings if I spoke to her. Or maybe I should speak to her before I do this. Like, it's very much about what he wants, and then he'll talk. Like, even a conversation that he had with Kaz, and he was just like, you know,
I hated all of that. That's frustrating. I didn't like that TV.
I don't regret what I did because it got me to where I am now. And I'm like, are you sick?
Do you know what? I just think he has foot in mouth. Like, I just don't think he's good with words. Like, I'm not trying to make excuses for him, but I just feel like maybe even, like, I think you're right. I don't even think it's an age thing, because we know some guys that are big men and they do the same thing. Yeah. I just think some people just don't know how to navigate other people's feelings. It's selfishness.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
And sometimes it's just a case of, like, ultimately, I think, like, when all else fails, think about how you would feel if it was done to you. So it's like, even if you don't necessarily get the... It's like, sometimes you don't know the right thing to say, but you also should know what not to say.
But do you know what it is? Yes, sometimes, Jazz. You say that, like, oh, think about what happens if it was you. You say that to these people and they'll just be like, I'll be able to take it. Or, I don't really care. I'm telling you, I've said this to someone once and they'll just like, I'll be fine because I don't really care. Or like, I'll be fine because at least I knew the situation wasn't that serious anyways to begin with, so I would have known.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking, okay, Superman, do you know what? I hate when people pretend that they don't have feelings.
Why
are you pretending you don't have feelings? You're not special. Like, you're not, like, even Spider-Man has had feelings, even Superman had feelings. Like, you're not who you think you are. Like, oh, I don't have feelings. Like, I really hate that so much. But yes, let's talk about Aaron becoming What is Aaron becoming? Aaron is becoming a likable character, whether you lot like it or not. It's happening before our very eyes.
I don't know what's they sprinkled in the producer that has Aaron on their caseload. I don't know what they've been giving him for breakfast, but he's done his job. Whatever they need
very good
to do,
job.
They've done it. And it's gotten to the point where genuinely... Like, this is what I was thinking with Love Island this week. I was just like, I genuinely don't know who I want out of the house first. Like, do you know, I've never...
you hate them all.
Yeah, I've never watched Love Island and thought, I genuinely don't know who I want to leave more.
Mine's really easy.
There's just so many. Obviously, Danny was the first priority.
Yeah. When everybody was saying, oh, Toby needs to go, I said,
before Danny,
excuse me, we have a racist on our hands.
But this
I said, we have a racist.
This is what I mean. People were putting Toby...
You're not serious.
Toby and...
You forgot.
And Hugo before Danny. Absolutely mad.
Do you know what? Hugo, yeah.
He needs to go.
Hugo.
I know you don't love him, but I'm sorry. I'm tired of him.
Okay. Just one more chance, please. I beg. Just give us one more chance, Jazz.
No, Hugo.
No, even
bye.
Me, Jazz. And you know... Do you know what, yeah, Jazz, you even know that I'm Team Hugo, but even me, this is the last warning. Hugo, give me this the last... Hugo, if you don't... Because Hugo, have you seen that meme of Mr. Smithers? Is that his name from Simpson? Or Mr. Burns' assistant?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it...
And he goes to the strip club Smithers. And he's covering his eyes.
Yeah. That is Hugo.
That's Hugo. Girls are moving to you and you're saying... And you're... Like, a girl is moving to you and you're there chilling back going, I got options now. Like, I'm a player. Wake your bloody ass up. You don't have...
This
I actually rate Hugo because he has a lot of confidence. He has a lot of confidence. He has a lot.
Yeah, but I'm just. Do you know what I don't like? I don't like self-proclaimed nice guys. And the fact that Hugo keeps saying that, oh, I'm the nice guy or whatever, I'm like, don't say it.
If anything, I think the nice guy is Liam.
So do I. I like Liam.
Hugo,
he
hasn't done anything nice.
No, not even that.
In fact, remember, Jasmine, when you reminded us that Hugo was the one that was chatting shit to about Cass.
He was absolutely shit-stirring. Same with...
And he's there going, I'm Mr. Nice Guy. No, you're not.
And to me, I genuinely think he's two-faced. But obviously. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, because I think in a certain way all of them are two-faced in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
All of them are. But yeah, I just feel like with Hugo, like, I do feel like it's getting to the point where he's taking up space. Like, some people are really there.
I think so,
like,
yeah.
Like, even if, you know, they're not finding the people that they want, they're making an effort. But
effort, but yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. This is the first and last time, Hugo. Yeah. If you don't bond with Georgia, get out.
Yeah.
Because how many... Because I'm telling you, he's, like, mood, he's there on a holiday. Because as I'm watching him, I'm like, bro, I could really do with some holiday, you know?
Do you know how much I would enjoy the villa right now? They don't even know.
That's why Hugo's there. Because this, Jasmine, do you know what this is? This is the holiday before he gets back into work. This is the holiday before he gets back into his Dr. Alex bag. I'm telling you. You know, most teachers get 6 weeks holiday. This is 6 weeks tour, bruv. Because he's going to be on his Dr. Alex shit. Joe Wicks in the mix. I'm telling you.
Yeah, Hugo's just daydreaming about life on the outside.
I'm
honestly
dead.
He's like, yeah, when I leave, I'm going to enjoy this bag.
You know, GMTV, because he's got the most, I'm telling you, I've said it before when Raj was on, Raj and Hardeep, he's got that thing where old white ladies will like him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, he can go on GMTV.
Yeah.
What's Brad doing on GMTV? Do you know what I mean? Like, you want a more of a Hugo.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's a bit more... I can't even find the words I'm trying
to
say.
Like, he's palatable. Yeah. He's definitely got that, like,
soft
appeal.
Charm. Like a soft,
yeah, he's got that appeal, yeah. Yeah.
Not somebody like Danny. That one is too harsh. God forbid, giving old ladies heart attack in the morning.
I'm finished.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, but I'm happy that, you know, all of us, Fiat 500, Twitter, Black Twitter, we were all on the same page this week.
Mm-hmm.
We got the right people in the bottom, I would say. Would you agree? Is there anyone that you thought should have been in the bottom that wasn't?
No, I thought it was perfect.
Yeah, so did I. Like,
I did feel sorry for... Happy. Was Teddy in the bottom?
Yeah, Teddy was in the bottom.
I did feel... Yeah, you know, you did say this at the beginning of the episode. I did feel sorry for him, but he's not really getting... The people editing him aren't really working on his case, like you said for Aaron. They're not doing too well with Teddy.
His caseworkers are not doing their job.
Or he just probably isn't given too good TV.
Yeah, I agree. Like, there's something about him that is boring, but equally, I like that for Faye, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like they complement each other.
Girls with... girls that don't take shit like that...
They need a passive guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if they're with someone else, that's the same as them. It's just button heads all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Like, remember... Oh, the old series. Was it Olivia and...
Chris.
Yeah. They were like... Chris was a bit laid back, but equally...
Sometimes he didn't take it, though.
Yeah, sometimes he didn't take it. And they were constantly arguing. Constantly.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like Teddy and Faye are the right balance. Or maybe Teddy's just sticking it out because of the boohoo bag.
On Soul Casa. I'm telling you.
He's thinking the public like Faye.
No, he's definitely there for the boohoo.
Yeah.
He's... definitely there for the boohoo, man. How can he say it on a date? Why? Also, how is that your logo? Like, yes, my, you know, there's a Beyonce song where she goes, my aspiration in life. That was Toby. What's his name? Teddy. That was Teddy. Teddy saying, my aspiration in life is Love Island.
What?
There's nothing against Love Island. Like, that is it's what we're talking about right now. It's giving us some more content, but
Yeah, it shouldn't be your aspiration, not at all.
Like, you're actually a fine boy. You could probably work yourself to a good following if you...
Yeah, absolutely. Like, he's in shape. He's got the looks. Like, he's...
Also, a lot of these people, they think that Love Island is the way to just catapult you into getting the bag. If you don't have personality...
Yeah.
If you don't have style...
You'll quickly...
Especially personality... 100%.
Yeah.
And thirdly, if you don't have a relationship, I'm sorry to tell you. especially like, personality will hold you the longest, but if you don't have a relationship as well.
Yeah, it's true. I feel like
because you have to think about engagement as well. Yeah. Or it's not even stand up personality. I think sometimes people feel shy to show their personality. They feel like, "Oh, I've got the looks now, so I don't really need to think about the personality."
Yeah, or they think the following is just going to carry them. And also, I think like you said, you kind of have to be in a couple, because Amber was definitely a rare case. Even though Amber... Amber was obviously with Greg. And Yowande. It was not about... Yeah, and Yowande.
In fact, all of them. And Anna. Rare, the rarity.
It's true. It's true. Like, Yowande, I'm sorry, but she knew what the assignment was. Yowande got to work immediately. And that is why it worked. Dead. If Yowande slacked... Dead.
How can you say immediately?
No.
Immediately!
No, no, but Vic, am I lying?
No, she was on job.
Immediately.
That one, she went to go and find a photo shoot. She went to go and do her hair. I said, she went to give us different styles, different fashion. I said, wow.
Mm-hmm.
On job.
Yeah.
On job.
Yeah. But you,
she was hanging around with Tion Wayne. On job. Yes. Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think fabulous. A lot of people are going into that villa and the bag is literally all that's on their mind and it's too clear. And it's just annoying now. I find it, it's like I wish they would pretend a bit more. Like, don't pretend to be attracted to people, but it's like, just put a bit more effort in.
Well, like Brad.
Yeah, like, don't pretend, like, don't play with people's hearts and emotions like that.
Emotions,
but,
yeah.
But get involved, like, get to know people and have conversations and make it exciting and stuff. But don't, like, come out of the villa and then start saying...
laughing. No, yeah. Jazz, the laugh was rude. That was absolutely rude. Who do you think you are?
Yeah, like you actually...
As if that's not a fine babe.
Actually must think you're somebody.
You must. No, he does. Think he thinks he's so paying. That's why he did that.
Yeah. And look at Lucinda. Yeah, but shine your eyes at Lucinda and laugh at that. Fucking prick.
Oh, wow. Because her head was turned. Rachel also said that on her Instagram stories that the boys in there, none of the boys in there like black girls.
Yeah.
Which none of us are shocked at.
Yeah, we're not shocked at all. It's very unfortunate.
But also, have the guys that go on that show ever been attracted to black girls?
No, I don't think they have.
If you were to go on the Jazz, would you be shocked?
No, I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be at all. But Victoria, I'm telling you right now, the way, like you said, the way I would be stepping forward for everybody, the way I would be...
You have to, boy.
I'd be partaking in the challenges, the way... Listen,
you personally have to shine.
Yes, the way I'll be what's it called? I'll clock immediately who the Dr. Alex is of the villa. The way I'm coupling up, sorry.
Sorry.
We're riding this thing out together. by fire, by force. I'll have my Dr. God. Alex. Are you insane?
Amen.
You think you're gonna keep bringing me your dates to then go for the blonde hair and blue eyes afterwards, like I don't exist?
Do you know what? I feel like I'd be so awkward on there. Like, I feel like I'd either be very, very lovely and try to make everybody feel comfortable like that. I think I'd be that person, be like make everyone.
Yeah. I genuinely. I feel like you'd be like Liberty, you know.
Oh
no, genuinely, because she's really lovely, caring, she's always there like when people need her.
That's really sweet.
And she's I feel like she's very fair, like even with the whole Toby and Kaz situation, even when Toby fucked up, it's like she still had a word with Toby and was like, you know what, I think you could have handled that better, even though she shouldn't have had to do that, but she did. And she was just like, look, there's no issues between us, but you know, you have to sort it out. You know, like just very fair and balanced. I feel like you'd be that sort of the glue that holds the villa together.
However, Jasmine, I feel like in an environment like that, I think I could be very awkward. Like I could be like, if a new guy comes in, I could be like, blonde hair, blue eyes, eh? Like, I feel like... or like... or like when a new girl goes, I like Toby Aaron, and I'm like, are you going to say Tyler? Like, I feel like I would be orcs. Like, I feel like, you know, like when, what's that girl's name? When that girl talks, like, she's very slow. Listen, when she goes, really? I'd be like, really? Like, I feel like I could have potential to be very awkward in there.
I think I'd be the same. Like, when I watch the show, I always try to put myself in there, especially with my social anxiety. And I'm like, I am such an awkward person sometimes. Like, I just know, like, even just little things, like, I know if I was talking to Lucinda, I'd start talking like her. Like, I'd start mocking.
Yeah, sometimes copy what you mirror.
Yeah, I'd start mirroring the way she speaks. And also...
Oh, my God. And I actually do that. Sometimes it's an Essex thing.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm around other Essex people, oh my God, I sound different. So imagine in the on Love Island, people are going to think, this girl's a coon.
Yep. And I'll start, even Jake, you see how he has like the hard country accent. I'll start speaking like Jake when I'm speaking to him.
Okay, bye.
No, but I would.
Even me and Brad, I'll be going, Inambu. Yeah.
Are you going to the bathroom? I can't do that. So I'm sorry. So sorry to everyone for listening
The very moment they say to me, what a guan, I'll say
what? I'll say, excuse me, what? What's Watoguan?
I'm from a little town in Essex. What the hell are you talking about? You think I'm black? Then I'll turn to the camera and break the fourth wall for the first time in Love Island history and say, everybody get on Ofcom right now and get this fucking racist out.
Yeah, I would be so awkward. You know, like when they were asking about the size of Teddy's dick, I'll be like, is it because it's black? I'm so sorry to Teddy. I'll say it's tiny. I'll say it's small.
Woof.
I'll say a small. What did you expect? Did you think it was going to be massive or something? I'll play so dumb. I'm so sorry to Teddy. I would put you under the bus. Sorry.
But Jazz, honestly, if I was a black girl in there, my assignment would be, either I'm wearing braids. I said this before, because our time on that show usually is around 2 to 3 weeks. So I'd wear braids, do lots of different styles with braids, or I'm wearing a different wig. I'm bringing 5 wigs.
Yeah, you have to.
And do you know what I do? I might have to open my credit card or get into the overdraft. I'm going to buy all the latest black-owned businesses, the dresses.
Yeah.
I have no choice.
Yeah, you have to.
Because I need to be on everybody's Instagram.
You have to. Well, at least you're understanding the assignment.
Those are the assignments you have to do in there.
But the thing is, it's like I would want to bring a wig for every day, but equally, I don't trust myself to have them laid every day.
Braids!
Yeah, but my... When the braid... Do you know what would worry me? What would worry me is, okay, I'm now in Mallorca. Do you have the stylist? Are you going to bring the hairstylist from London? Because you can't...
They actually did for Kaz.
Did they?
Free Noble.
They flew them out.
Hairstylist.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, they're on standby. That's why... Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're the first black hairdressers to...
be on standby.
Let me get up now. They're the ones that did Yowande's hair.
That is sick. I didn't know that.
Got honored to be working with Love Island for season 7. Yeah, so basically we're doing Kaz's hair throughout the series.
Sick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I feel like there's 2 couples we haven't really spoken about. So I just wanted to get your quick thoughts on them before we wrap up. Jake and Liberty, because today...
Mm-hmm.
Liberty let the L word slip, which I didn't think was a big deal. But then when Jake was speaking about it the next day, he was just laughing at her. And I'm just like,
I think he loves her. Or he's in the feels. Because why is he bringing it up? I didn't even clock it. When he said that, I was like, why would you even clock that? Unless you do love her as well.
I don't know, you know. I don't trust Jake. I'm sorry.
You don't trust him,
sorry, I don't trust him. It's the fact that... It's like, okay, at the time when he clocked it, it's like, cool, you clocked it. But then to bring it up the following day with like no resolution to it, it's like he brought it up just to laugh at her. It's like,
just to laugh.
You're going to bring it up, you should have at least said, oh, well, you know, I like you too, or whatever it is. But it's like, he just laughed at her. He didn't even say like, I'm in the feels too, or I might be in the feels too, like a cheeky smile, anything like that. He was just like, ha ha. You said it.
I feel like he does like her a lot. And he probably does want to say it, but doesn't want to say it first.
Yeah. But she said it now.
But she's taking it back. She said it wasn't like that, really. It was just like, you know, I say I love you to Kaz. In fact, she said, love ya.
Yeah, she did. I love Liberty. And also Millie and Liam. I love them as a couple.
Yeah, they're right. They're going to win or come second, either one and two.
Yeah, they're going to be in the final, I think.
Yeah.
So who is your favourite couple at the moment?
Well, it's got to be Tyler and Kaz, because the group scene was just an immaculate experience. Also, I did like how they were vibing off each other. And I'm just fingers crossed that they actually do become a couple and it's actually legit. So fingers crossed there, because I do like that for Kaz. And then I also like Millie and Liam, because I'm not too sure if I like Millie.
Yeah, I'm still not keen on Millie, but as a couple...
I think I heard her say something once that made me think, Are you a nice person? When AJ was around, she said, I think I'm better looking than her.
Yeah, but...
And then she said...
Faye was the one that started it.
Wait, was it Faye? Yeah, Faye? Oh, God.
So Faye was literally the one that said, I'm not being funny, and I'm not saying this to be big-headed, but I'm actually, like, not worried or something like that. It was something like that, like... I think I'm better.
Oh, I thought it was Millie that said
no,
that.
No, it was Faye that brought it up. Millie was just...
Oh, shit.
I don't remember what Millie said, so I'm not going to put it on Millie that she agreed or whatever, but I just...
Because one of them said... Honestly, Jasmine, one of them said, and I think it was Millie... all the blonde people, I can't remember.
They were sitting together, but it was Faye that said it.
And either Faye or Millie said, no offence, like I was a bit different when you lot walked in, but when she did, and it was like, you lot, so all of you lot are white and blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I could be reaching, but it's like
it was Faye that said it. It was Faye that said, yeah, Faye said.
I didn't like that.
Faye said when Lucinda and Millie, she said it to them. She said when you two walked in, so Lucinda and Millie, when you two walked in, I was afraid, but now I'm not afraid.
But I could be reaching. It could be more of a thing like maybe sis actually does know that her mind is only for blonde hair and blue eyes. So maybe she's like, I'm not worried.
No, I just genuinely think.
But then she also said something like, I'm better looking than her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you saying about the Asian girl? Like, why would you...
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Also, I'm happy that AJ left because I just felt like that wasn't the place for her.
Yeah. I feel like she really did try, bless her. She tried.
She did. She did. Yeah.
I think she just came in at the wrong time.
Yeah.
And also, do you feel like bombshells are just set up to fail?
Oh, they come in like it's like a revolting door, isn't it?
Yeah. And the only reason I say that is just because I feel like how else did the producers think the dumping was going to go? There was no way someone else was going to go over AJ.
Yep. I think they hope that it's going to cause a riff, you know?
Yeah.
But it's even like the American one. Honestly, the two bombshells came straight back out.
That is too
within
funny.
2 episodes. It was mad. I couldn't even, because usually you think, oh, they're going to do something to at least save them, like give them airtime, you know?
Mm.
Nah, came back straight back out. But, it, you know, you can't force it.
Yeah.
You have to go.
Yeah, it's true. Fair enough.
But yeah, who are your favourite couples?
I think my favourite couples... Of course, due to be Kaz and Tyler, I just have faith. I'm sorry, like, as much as I do like Millie and Liam together, but I'm not keen on Millie. Just because of the whole Chloe thing and the whole naughty trio thing. I just, I don't like catty girls like that, or girls that don't know when to be like...
Girl code?
Yeah, I don't even know if it's girl code, but it's just, it's like, why are you encouraging the fuckery? I don't like stuff like that. It wasn't nice what Chloe and Toby did to Kaz. Wasn't nice, but yeah, I felt like Lucinda and Millie found it funny.
Yeah, and they were yeah
and egging it on.
Some girls don't mind that because it's just like, oh, it's fun for me, it's banter.
So I just
we forgot to talk about so we'll talk about this more on the next week episode of our actual podcast, not on the minisode, but more so on the fact that ZZ Mills, who is the queen of variety, said that, you know, it's good for you to ease a man into wearing when you wear bonnets, and it's good to ease them in. So you start off by wearing half of the, she didn't say this, by the way, but what I think about her saying is, you start off by wearing it at the back of your head, then you go slowly, full quarters to the head,
slowly bring it
then
forward.
slowly bring it forward, then you wear the bonnet completely once you get to the end of the relationship. So ZZ made this statement, internet went on fire, blah, blah. ZZ, I don't think what you said was right, because Rachel went home and she didn't wrap her hair.
And look at Kaz, still Kaz enjoying has a man. In every colour, a bonnet in every colour, and she's enjoying.
So, that's the end of the pod by saying, ladies, wrap your hair.
It's true, wrap your hair tonight. Don't worry what the man says.
Yeah. Don't, you know, ease anybody in.
Yeah. Right, shall we finish off by one or two of our favourite tweets this week?
Yeah, let go.
Righty. So, one was Jace by Jason. He said, Lucinda's PLT deal flashing before her eyes. Might have to settle for Nasty Girl.
Okay. All right. That's actually rude. Because what is wrong with Nasty Girl? You lot are rude.
There was also one more. It was one that I actually like, because that's exactly how I felt at the end of the episode. And it's by, they have a really strange name. It's called the Uninspo Cancer. And they said me at the end of the episode, and the meme is "fuck you and I'll see you tomorrow." That, okay. That has literally been my Love Island experience this year.
When I first saw the picture of the new Bombshell guy, I tweeted ASAP, because I was just, especially when I heard what he said, I tweeted it because I needed everyone to see this. So I tweeted, oh, he likes Kaz, here we go again. He basically says that he likes Kaz because she's got so much energy about her. And people are saying, someone from Nigeria, they're definitely from Nigeria, they said, Kaz don't finally turn energy drink, which basically means Kaz has turned into an energy drink. Other people were saying that Kaz is a battery pack.
I'm finished.
People were saying that Kaz is the charger, Kaz is a Duracell. And I have coined Prosecco and champagne, because every day, bubbly, 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 bubbly.
That is hilarious.
Am I a Prosecco? Even in America, oh, she's bubbly, she's bubbly. What about the Yash?
It's true.
What about the bomb? What about her face?
It's true. No, absolutely. They need to stop putting respect on Kaz's name. But they'll see. They'll see. Anyways. When she flies high with Tyler, they will see.
Any predictions? Any of your conspiracies you want to share real quick before we bounce?
No, I don't think I have any more conspiracies. I do just feel like, I feel like genuinely, oh yeah, there's another tea. Sorry. There's one more tea. It's about Lucinda. So this is just a rumor, It's not someone giving us tea or anything. But apparently Lucinda has a man at home.
Ladies, leave your man.
That is looking, that is looking after her dog. While she's in the villa, and dropped her to the airport.
She's about a fucking city girl. How did she get him to take care of the dog? Oh my God.
So, well, you know what I think, yeah? She must have just said, look, I need to get this PLT bag, so firm it for a couple of weeks. And to me, it makes so much sense. Like, her actions...
And he's a footballer as well.
Her actions make so much sense. The fact that she's been... It's like she almost doesn't want to kiss. It's like I felt like she wasn't really I didn't know who she was attracted to, even with Brad. It just felt like she was very much just passive, like just going with the flow. Like, it's like I didn't,
do you know what she's doing?
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing.
Do you know how Danny Dyer was in there with, was it Jack?
Yeah,
and they were the ultimate couple, ultimate cockney couple. Yeah. Perfect. It was just, you couldn't write it that perfect. And then was it a year they broke up? And she went back to her man, to old man's.
Yeah, her ex. Yeah, she was
like, anyways, that ex is now in prison.
I know. I know.
And they broke up.
I don't even want to laugh, but...
No, I'm going to laugh. I'm so sorry, because why are you stealing from old people? Who the hell do you think you are? You're stealing from pensioners. Yes, you will go into prison.
But a lot of, yes, you will. Lot of these guys are... Honestly, it's like they're living the high life on Instagram. It's fraud. They're doing fraud. They're doing a lot of fraud.
Do you know what I knew? God forgive me. When I saw that hat on him, he had that Cockney Geezer hat. I said, someone's in for you, she going down. I knew it.
I'm actually done. Not something fishy going down. Righty. Thank you for listening to another episode of Black Girls Living. Catch us at Black Girls Living on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm on Victoria Sunisi on Twitter, Vic Sunisi on Instagram, and you can give us a follow on TikTok as well as YouTube. We are now on 17,500 followers on TikTok, which is great. So thank you, lads. We love you so much. So yeah, peace.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.